But right now, it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. Their thrift shop in Carrboro is now open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. They've got expanded hours. Find out about their donation hours on weekends by visiting them online, communityworksnc.org. And that's works with an X, communityworksnc.org. Also, don't forget to check out the recently launched Community Works Thrift Shop online. Great way for them to stay safe and continue delivering great thrift shop finds. You can shop there now at communityworksshoponline.org. And again, works with an X there. Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson, the Dream Team, joining us here now in the studio for another round of Kids Q. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's beautiful outside.
It's a gorgeous day.
Is it? Any time.
I love this.
You've been watching too many YouTube videos.
It's also the time of year where I get to wear boots all the time and nobody gets to judge me at all for doing so. The easiest shoes outside of slippers.
They kind of are, yeah. Wait, why are they the easiest shoes?
Yo, try putting on a pair of boots versus putting on tennis shoes. You just slide right into a well-worn
pair. Oh, I just keep my tennis shoes laced loose, so I slide right into the tennis shoes,
like a fifth grader?
Yes! For exactly the reason you're describing about boots.
We're going to get him Velcro shoes for Christmas.
I would love to get Keg Velcro shoes for Christmas.
Wait 10 years. I'll be getting them for myself.
Did you guys ever buy those shoelaces when you were in elementary school that were like the really weird pigtail curly where they were super stretchy?
I can 100% guarantee you that I never purchased shoelaces when I was in elementary school.
you know what I mean.
All those elementary school kids so concerned with their
shoelaces showing up. I've never heard of this.
So it was a thing where they were super stretchy, you know, you could stretch them and they would snap back, but it was basically just pigtail curly, and instead of having to tie the shoes, you could just take them, flip them over each other, and they would lock in, and then you were good to go. Yeah.
I feel like
I was too busy seething in jealousy over the pump-up shoes.
Because
I never got to have a pair of those, and I was always very mad about it.
I got that from Robin Hood Men in Tights, where Dave Chappelle goes, "Excuse me, guys, I'm running out of air."
Oh, that was Dave Chappelle, wasn't it?
That was Dave Chappelle. Man.
In his first film
role.
Is that
like his breakout?
Fun fact. Yes, it is. That is his first film role.
I'm going to say it was his breakout.
I mean, he definitely did not become like super Chappelle show famous for another, what, 8, 10 years after Men in Tights came out? Man, he was young when he made that
movie. Isn't it wonderful that Mel Brooks was just like,
this kid's going places. All right, you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could have any animal at all as a pet, which animal would you choose?
Ooh. Shark, duh.
You and sharks.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah. Duh.
Is there anything as a pet?
Is there anything in this world more baller than a giant fish tank that is the centerpiece of your home, where your assortment of marine life and the crown jewel, your shark, lives? What's his name? What's your shark's name, AJ?
Oh, God. McSharkface.
McSharkface? That's so lame. That's
well,
so lame.
Well, you did put
lame.
Me on the spot. What are you naming him?
For the record, my shark's name is Reginald. We call him Reggie.
Does he have a full name? Is he Reginald T-Shark?
Reginald McSharkface.
I mean, I guess I could finish the name when I get my shark, but
you're giving yourself something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I see.
My other answer to this question, which is far more serious than the shark, as much as it's going to sound like a joke, is a mountain lion. I want a mountain lion so bad. My family has all these acres of land up in the mountains, and one day I will find a mountain lion cub.
I recently watched a documentary about several people who might be able to hook you up with that.
But it is a bad idea. I'm aware that it's a bad idea.
Yeah, that one guy, they don't know where he is anymore.
And in my inexperience in raising large predatory animals,
right.
I truly believe that the answer to my problem is to just let my mountain lion roam the wilderness.
So, I know, Victor, you're a man. You're a man with cats.
Hashtag Eflin. All right.
I know you're a man with cats. I don't think your coping mechanism of when the cat is angry at you, when it's just a little house cat, is quite the same as what the cat's going to do when it's a full size.
I am used to being the biggest cat. That's correct. Yeah. A cat that can deal damage to me is a significant flipping of the script.
Yeah.
I'm picturing this like adorable table of kittens playing D&D and rolling for damage.
Victor is sitting at the table and his, you know, little house cat whines because it's hungry. And he's like, right. Look, I just fed you. Or it's Victor sitting on his porch and his mountain lion whines at him because
it's
he's
just
hungry.
Gnawing my leg.
Because,
I'm feeding you.
Because feeding he's you. Like, I'm hungry. Victor goes, no, you already ate. And the mountain lion looks at him like, did you not hear me? I am hungry.
Ren is also horrified at how semi-serious I am with the mountain lion discussion because it's supposed to be lighthearted fun like your giant Dr. Yeah. Evil Shark Tank. But it's not. If I found a mountain lion cub out
Victor's
in the wild...
keeping mountain lion
I'm
cub.
I'm keeping that mountain lion cub. This is my mountain lion name.
Name him Chuck.
Chuck?
Yeah.
I would hope
Chuck
my mountain
T.
lion
mountain
would
lion.
Be like a girl, like a girl mountain lion.
Charlene.
Charlene! Yeah, absolutely. My mountain lion is named Charlene. Thank you.
No. Actually, honestly, male or female, that's a great name for a mountain lion.
What's Tiger Lady's name?
Carol. This is Carol Baskin, the mountain lion. So, all right, so we got sharks, we got mountain lions. I feel like we haven't let you get a word in edgewise.
I mean, I'm a cat person. I'm going with the two cats that I currently have because
oh,
there's no...
Boo.
I don't that care is, about no, your booze. That no, is the correct answer, no. And I'm sticking
what,
with it.
What? Are your cats listening?
Not,
like, are you
I'm
afraid they're going to get jealous
I'm
if you pick
get
something
a mountain
else?
Lion as a pet?
I'm a tiger.
This is like if somebody asks you if you could have dinner with anyone in the world and you just said Brad.
Yeah, that's
even Brad is sitting there
me.
Going, dude, come on.
No, I didn't answer Brad to that question. I don't remember what I answered, but it wasn't that. I would go with the two cats that I currently have because Banjo and Styx are the best.
I'm sure they are.
Pop-Pop will be home soon, kids. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.